given me a lesson for tonight now, and it's a lesson that I've learned sometimes the hard way, but I've learned from experience. In 1 Corinthians, and tonight's service is bringing this to my mind. 1 Corinthians 12 and 25, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. There's another scripture by Paul that said, redeem in the time, for the days are evil. My burden right here and now for a moment is, we don't have time for anything but to love one another. We don't have time to pick. We don't have time to cast any eyes. We don't have time to entertain any thoughts other than charity. Folks, we know this. If it was a population race, we'd lose. If it was a popular contest and popular vote of the world, we'd come in far down the road list. But God has chosen us to be His light and to be His example. He said that men will know we're His disciples because we have, and may I say, manifest a love one to another. Have you ever noticed when the members get in trouble, differences seem to go away? Have you ever noticed that when the banner of affliction raises itself, or when a tragedy strikes God's people, the things that we may have been thinking about or talking about or maybe even not as charitable as we ought to have been, have you ever noticed how that seems so pale and pale and incidental and unimportant? Because I believe when those events happen, it resurrects something in us that God placed in us, and that's a deep love and a deep concern and a deep value one for another. Then the things that really matter come to the surface. And the thought of losing someone, the thought of someone going through an undue hardship, all of a sudden we realize that's important to me. And why is it important? It's because that person or that family is important to us. And maybe we have let superficial things, maybe we've allowed little incidences to kind of crowd out that. But the Lord then brings events to being and to bear that He so graciously reminds us we need each other, and we need each other and we love each other. And that really and truly there is no schism in the body of Christ. There is no division in Christ. Christ cannot be divided. And sometimes we fail to redeem the time to love His brethren and love one another. I want to say tonight that I love God's people, and I know you do. And that there is in the body of Christ, regardless of what the enemy may say, and please never feel disenfranchised, there is a common care for each member. God put it there. It's part of the family. It's part of being born from above. It's part of what God has for us. And I'd like to encourage us tonight, cultivate that. Do you know we get so busy? Sometimes we forget to cultivate the field of the Lord. You know, we're all a planting of the Lord. You know, we're all to be trees of righteousness. We're all to support and comfort and fertilize one another, if you will. Every one of us are to be encouragers for the brethren and the sisters. I want to encourage us tonight as we see the day approaching. Sister Connie quite often requests prayer for America. Amen, because America's in trouble. And liberties are in peril. I've never been a prophet of doom, but I've never had such apprehension about America as I have now. As we see the end approaching, as we see sin abounding, as we see the hearts of men and women waxing very cold and indifferent, it's a time for you and me to love one another deeply, encourage one another, draw close to one another, cultivate each other's field, speak words of courage, seasoned with salt, ministering grace to one another, patting one another on the back, not in pride, but I love you, brother, I love you, sister, and I'm with you in the battle. The church of God is not made up of one or two gifts, many gifts. And oh, let us, Lord, tonight promote one another. Encourage one another's gifts. Share one another's gifts. Not gainsay one another's gifts. Oh, I love the church tonight. And just think of the talents that may go unused in the vineyard of the Lord. And think of the ground that might just lie fallow because someone may feel that they're not appreciated or they don't have a place. Tonight, if you're saved, there's a place in the body. And it's vital. No one else can perform what you can do. No one can visit or say or write or speak what you can do. No one can smile like you can smile. No one can sing like you can sing. No one can make the phone call like you can make the phone call. No one can go to someone and say, I understand and I love you like you can. Old and young, male and female, we all have a part and a responsibility. May God help us tonight to fulfill it with all the zeal, all the enthusiasm and humility that God will allow us to have. I'm encouraged tonight, and I think tonight's service, as Edgar gave his testimony, and we heard about Sister Miles and the testimony she now has. And when we hear how the Lord has blessed one here and one there out of deep grief and out of a hard place, then we recognize by their testimonies and our own that, you know, we need one another. We need to support one another, encourage one another, speak a joyful word one to another. And I know we do that, but I want to encourage us tonight to do it even more. Because we've got to redeem the time, saints. We're just too few of us to let anything creep in. There's just too few of us, and you might say, well, there's saints we don't know about. That's true. But the ones we know about, we're in a minority. And we need to band our prayers and band our hearts and support each gift and each talent. Understand one another and care one for another. Paul said that we should have the same care, the same hope, the same dreams, the same desires. You see, when you prosper, I prosper. When I prosper, to some degree, you prosper. When each one of us has a contributing part and God blesses, you know, if something good happens to my hand, did you know my whole body is benefited by it? If something good happens to some part of your body, that body can't tuck itself away somewhere and gloat. The whole body rejoices in what has happened. And the hand, the foot, the eye is better. May we rejoice one with another as God pours out blessings on each other. Feast at one another's table. Drink at one another's fountain. Allow the Lord to just unify us as perhaps we desire to see more. The next chapter is the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. It gives us some sound instructions. The first three verses to me pretty well tell us don't try to do it yourself. And don't try to do it without God. And don't try to do it without love. You may think, and people may think, but don't do it without love. Because without Him, we're nothing. Jesus said it Without me, you can do nothing. And he tells us about love. And I know you know this, and I'm going to try to be brief tonight because the hour's late. But let this be in our hearts tonight. Let this mind be in us. Charity suffereth long. Do we ever need that among ourselves? Do we always fully understand one another? Do all of our little peculiarities always mesh right together? Can we say to one another, you never do anything that I don't understand? Charity, the love that God put in us, redeem that quality. It suffers long. It goes beyond and it looks for the good in everything. Charity is kind. Kind one to another. Fulfilling God's law. Christ's law. Christ went about doing good. We ought to do good to all men. And I believe the writer emphasizes it, especially those to the household of faith. Charity has an element that wasn't in any way purposely inflicting any harshness, any cruelty, anything that might discourage, anything that might be taken out of context as detrimental. Charity has a support of kindness. Charity doesn't envy. Charity is grateful when a member prospers in the spirit especially. Charity is so happy when one of the members are blessed of God or blessed in a special way. Because I want to tell you something. In the body, everybody is blessed. The purpose and the cause of Christ is blessed. When you or me see another brother, sister, with something special from God, and God has answered prayer and worked something out in a miraculous way, I want you to know something. We each one eat at that table, and we each one draw from that, and we each one should be encouraged. Charity, the love of God, is grateful for the blessings that He bestows upon all. And certainly, it never, never envieth. Charity doesn't vaunt itself, doesn't have to brag, doesn't have to boast, but it's a very confident emotion or a love. It's something that is very unique to God alone, that we don't have to boast or vaunt ourselves or puff ourselves up, because we know in whom we have believed, and we know it's His cause and not our own. We know the songwriter said, the grace is in. Graces within are not mine, but they belong to the Father divine. No one has room to be puffed up or vaunt himself or herself. Charity says all glory and honor goes to the Lord. There's a lot of unseemliness in society. Charity doesn't behave itself unseemly. The charity is discreet. Charity is honest. Charity is not out to bring attention to itself. Oh, saints, let's live every day to bring glory to God. Let's live every day to promote the cause of Christ. Never our cause, never our wagon, never our event, but always and forever the cause of Christ. Preach the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Loving one another, caring for one another. Doesn't behave itself unseemly. Does not make a spectacle of itself. But rather takes the humble road and the low road. Seeketh not her own in this very greedy world we live in, saints. Remember, charity doesn't go out seeking for its own good, its own welfare. But the welfare of others. Jesus Christ left the splendor of glory, and He bore the reproach of the cross for our welfare. Jesus Christ offered Himself and emptied Himself for you, for me, and for the church, that He might purchase to Himself a very clean, chaste, and holy church. It said here that charity doesn't seek its own, doesn't want its own promotion. Charity is not greedy for filthy lucre or notoriety. Charity is not easily provoked. Saints, let's put our feelings under the blood. Did you realize, or have you ever thought about so many times, little issues come up because we've got our feelings out from under the blood? Folks, if anyone has a reason to be offended, it's Jesus Christ. I don't, and you don't. No one has ever treated you or me the way you treated Jesus Christ. And He bore our sins, and He forgave us. And had anyone the reason to be provoked, Lord, help us to realize it was Christ. Let's get our feelings. Let's get those little things that irritate us and say, Lord, I consecrate to You this thing. Thinks no evil. Oh, this mind we have consecrated under the blood also. Don't allow an erroneous thought, a mischievous thought, or a doubting thought about your brother or your sister. Now, I'm speaking to myself. We've got something too valuable. It's too precious. And we've got to redeem the time. We don't have time for any kind of second guessing of our brother or our sister. We have a duty to love and support and give ourselves. So put your mind and my mind, put it under the blood. Put our feelings under the blood. In comparison to life, what is a transgression against me? In comparison to the issues of a society and the hunger that these brethren and sisters will see in Africa, what is a hurt feeling in comparison? It's nothing. It's less than nothing. It's a reproach to even think about being a Christian and having hurt feelings. When you look around at so much that really is bad, Lord help us. I'm speaking to myself. I don't have room to get hurt. It's a reproach to the cause of Christ. Is not Christ greater? Sure He is. Doesn't rejoice in iniquity. Charity sees someone that made their own bed. And the old saying is, let them lie in it. Charity says, let me help you. Had not Christ loved us while we were yet sinners, dare say where we would be. We'd be lost. We'd be without hope and without God. We have no place, and I don't believe for a moment we do. We have, and we do this, but it doesn't rejoice when someone gets their due comeuppance. No. We feel sorry for them. We pity them and empathize with them and are sorry to see them have to travel that road to get to where they are. But it rejoices in truth. Have you ever noticed how if we're not careful, a little bad report can get around faster than a good report? Read your headlines in the newspaper and listen to the radio. There seems to be a hunger for bad reports in the world. Charity doesn't look for bad reports. Did you know, Lord, help me and help you and help us all. When someone comes to us, let us vow to each other to love each other as brethren. And when someone comes to you or to me with a report that's not charitable towards someone else, I don't want to hear it. Have you ever thought about doing that? Years ago, I heard a bad report on someone. This was many years ago now. And I'm not going to offer excuse. I heard it. Let's just leave it there. Later on in my life, a few months later, that same person got up to preach. We're talking about a long time ago now. And I didn't even know the person. I just knew that person from a distance and their name. And what do you think came to my mind? That report that lacked charity. So I sat on the pew as that person was ministering, and I had to pray down grace to get over that. And the person had never, zero, transgressed me in any way. And I had nothing that I had ever seen in that person's life firsthand. Lord, help us to rejoice in the truth. Sister Rich preached to us here one time a year or two ago. We got a burden to take those needs to God in prayer. We can't solve them. Why tell somebody else that can't solve it? Why not take it to God who understands it? And they know why and where that person is coming from. They know why that person's the way they are. And all we know is just snippets. Charity has a way of bearing all things. Sometimes it gets rough. But folks, we got a cause greater than any of us. We don't have a place to faint and to give up, to look back, to remember Lot's wife. Charity has a desire to believe the good in things. Pessimism is not something that's contingent or in agreement with charity. Charity believeth all things. Put that old pessimistic attitude, put it under the blood. Someone has a burden to do something, get behind them and don't get back in the shadows and be pessimistic about, that's not going anywhere. Hopeth all things. And Lord, help us to have great hope in God. You see, as my brother and your sister is called to the Lord, we're not going to just hope in his talent or hers. We're going to hope of the Christ that's in them, the power of God that is in them, the power and the authority and the trustworthiness of God that call them. We're not going to gainsay them when they don't do it our way. We're going to say, God bless them. You remember the nursing home at Shawnee? I think we're mature enough to talk about some things. It had its shadow of controversy, did it not? Well, again, I heard things. Wish I hadn't, but I heard things. One day the Lord told me, he said, where's the nursing home you're running for those old people? That stopped. That's the end of it. Things may not go the way I would do it, but where's the nursing home that you're laboring under to help the folks? I didn't have any room to say anymore because I didn't have a nursing home and I hadn't opened my home up to anybody at that time. You see what I mean? Charity says, Lord, I don't understand them, but they're doing it in your name. See, the disciples said, we're going to call down fire on them. No, you don't know what spirit you're out. Those folks are out there speaking for me. We better be careful. Let's be very careful. Charity doesn't say, well, they're not doing it the way, Jesus, you want me to do it. Jesus rebuked those folks. Charity gets in behind good works and supports it. Hopeth all things, endureth all things, beareth all things, supports all things that are good. And when the going gets tough, we don't faint. Charity never faileth. May the Lord help us tonight. Help me. Tonight I just felt what God is doing to us is reminding us of how precious we are to each other, how important we are to one another, where I would be without you, where you would be without your brother or your sister. Where would you be without God? Where would you be without Christ? Would you be better off with that person you don't understand? Of course you wouldn't. Instead of not understanding them, look for the contribution that they have. And folks, I am convinced this is true. Look for the way they have enriched your life. We have a choice sometimes. But I am convinced as we travel this road, and especially with the saints, each one enriches our life. Young people, cultivate this charity. I want to tell you how you begin. It's to sell out to Jesus. Offer your bodies and your minds a living sacrifice. Selfishness will kill charity. Charity will suffer because of selfishness. When you and me begin to look on others in a disrespectful way, that's selfish. When you and me begin to feel things that have been said that Satan wants to get into and separate you, me, or them from the body, that's selfishness. When you and me entertain an uncharitable thought and we let it be prolonged, that's selfishness. And all of that has a way of deteriorating the unity of the Spirit. And Paul said, endeavor to keep it. So you pray for me. I thank God for the church. It is the most beautiful spectacle on earth. There's nothing more beautiful. They landed on Mars today. I'd like to see that. But I see something much greater today. Right before me is the people. You're the people we've chosen to go to heaven with. So let's love one another. And I know we do. May we tonight, my last thought, repeating myself, let's be so careful to redeem this time that we have with each other. Let's realize that tomorrow someone may not be here. Let's remember that we'll go our separate ways, perhaps ne'er to meet again. Let's redeem this time to love one another. And let the charity of God overcome every obstacle that would cause you or me to be less than what God wants us to be in the kingdom. Amen.